Adam. How's it going?
Good. Adam, just some of your offensive philosophies. You're calling plays for the first time. Is it going to be anything different than Mike McCoy? What would you, as you go into this, what are some of your thoughts as far as your philosophy of play calling?
Well, philosophy-wise, I'd say putting our players in the best position to succeed. You know, our offense is really looking to dictate what the defense does and not react to what they're doing. The pace of the game, you know, we're looking to play as fast as possible and let Peyton Manning, you know, put him in a position to play as fast as he can play.
Do you think he can play even faster, or the Broncos can play even faster than you did this past season, or did you max that out?
I don't think it ever can be maxed out. You're always looking to kind of tweak things here and there, so we're going to try to play faster.
How important is it to have the continuity of the offense, being that you've been with this team for a while now and working with Peyton Manning? How important in your eyes is it to continue that on now and take over as OC?
I think it's very important. The great thing is of being with the same guys on the coaching staff, with, you know, everybody kind of knowing each other's personality. You know, a lot of the players have been the same. I mean, it really helps, because when you walk in that meeting room, you're not starting over. And you're really off and running right from the get-go whenever we start up back in, you know, in April.
How did you get hooked up with Nick Saban? You got kind of a who's who mentors list there with Saban, Martz. You know, you were with Josh for a while. How did you get hooked up with Saban? Was that your senior year at Michigan State?
I actually got hired by Michigan State coming out of high school by Dean Pease. And I started working for the defensive coaching staff through college. And then it just increased because, you know, with the graduate assistants leaving, I had the opportunity to kind of help other guys out as they came in. And then when Coach Saban went to LSU, I went with him.
Why do you think you and Peyton hit it off so well? Because he mentioned a number of times during the season how much you helped him.
I would say, you know, the way that he works, I think that probably helped each other, because, you know, I think he appreciates that. You know, when he sees guys trying to, you know, do what he does, you know, grind like he does, I think that's what he's looking for with everybody in the building. And he gravitates to people like that. And I tried to do that, you know, to, you know, 100%, just get after it as much as possible, give him as many answers as he could, that he needed for that week. You know, in the off season, you know, the studying and being able to be ahead of what we were doing, that was huge. You know, you had to really get after it. I mean, it's not, you know, he's as smart and works as hard as you get out there, and you can't just walk in there in his meeting room and just say, hey, I think I got it. You better be on it.
Hey, Adam, where do you come down on the kneel down and the 3rd-and-7 run play?
You know, as Fox said, it was best for our guys to regroup at the time, you know, get to overtime and try to win it. You know, I know we had our opportunities on offense, and we didn't make the best of them, and, you know, it's a disappointing deal.
Would you have liked to have seen the team be more aggressive?
You know, we were just trying to regroup at that time.
Adam, when you, as quarterback coach, can you describe what your relationship was like with some of the other players you'll be working with more often, like the receivers, tight ends, running backs, O-line? How was your relationship with them as you were quarterback coach?
Well, my personality is I'm very, you know, I like to talk to a lot of the guys, and, you know, when you're coaching a guy like Peyton Manning, you better be able to go to other players and talk to them, let them know what's going on, you know, talk to the other coaches on the staff. So there's so much interaction going on our side of the ball that you can't. can't not but develop a relationship with these guys. You know, I've always been, you know, through my career, always tried to make sure that I knew those, the old linemen, you know, those guys. I just love being around those guys. Those guys, they do the hardest thing in football and get no credit for it. So I've always appreciated what those guys have done. And I always like being around them, you know. They're, you know, being the grunts of the offensive, you know, players. I've just always respected those guys and made sure I've gone out of the way to let them know I do respect what they do.
Two-part question, Adam. The design of the ground game, what's it going to look like now that you're calling the shots on the offensive side of the ball? And will we see more of the outside zone stretch play that we were used to with the Colts? And this year with the Broncos, we saw more inside running.
You know, we're gonna do what's best with the players that we have. You know, obviously, you know, Coach Fox and John Elway, you know, they're gonna assemble this team, and then once they've decided what we're doing it with our personnel, then we'll adapt to that. The thing is Dave Magazoo, he's been doing this a long time, and he's done everything you can imagine. You know, you can say, hey, well, you guys just did a lot of inside zone stuff. Yeah, but he's got other things in his basket of tricks too. You know, he's done everything in his past. You know, guys like Clancy Barone, Eric Stuesville. I mean, these guys got history of having successful run games. Just because of what we did this year doesn't mean it's going to stay the same. We're going to look to get better. We're going to look to put our players in the best position possible.
Adam, play calling wise, do you know if you're going to be down on the field or up in the press box? And, you know, did McCoy ever give you, was there ever a situation this year where McCoy gave you a series or two? You know, just, and, you know, how you, why do you think you're ready to call plays here, I guess, is where I'm going.
I haven't decided yet whether I'll be in the box or the sideline yet. That'll probably be something we'll talk about, you know, the closer we get. Mike did give me a couple series every once in a while, especially later in the season. He felt like it really helped us as far as changing up what we were doing tendency wise. He had talked to me about it most of the season doing that, so we experimented with that a little bit, and it went well. What was the last part of your question?
Yeah, I was just wondering, are you nervous about calling plays here in the NFL for Peyton Manning? Do you think you're ready? You know,
I absolutely think I'm ready, and I'm not nervous about calling plays. I mean, yeah. You have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time as your quarterback. I'm excited. I mean, I'm thrilled to be able to have that opportunity. I mean, we're looking to go pedal to the metal and play as fast as possible and be aggressive and score as many points as possible every game.
When Peyton Manning's the quarterback, sometimes I wonder if he's the offensive coordinator. Can you dispel that myth, or how much truth is there to that?
Peyton Manning wants to be coached. He does a great job of when you give him a play, if it needs to be better, he does a great job of putting you in that play. It's the best situation possible for a guy calling plays. If you call something and it's not good, he fixes it and puts you in a better play. That's what he does that's so great that I don't think people admire enough, is that's why you don't see a lot of bad plays with him.
So you guys are going to be going to Hawaii together. Is it going to be a vacation, or are you and Peyton going to be working and trying to fix what went wrong in that last game and working ahead to 2013?
I have not really talked to him about doing that at the Pro Bowl. I know that historically he's enjoyed the fact that he is, you know, it's an honor for him, and he's enjoyed going over there. And the last thing I think he wants to do is me talk about, like, what are we going to do blitz pickup-wise in a walkthrough or anything like that. Thankfully, they play one coverage.
Do you plan to bring in a quarterback's coach, or are you going to continue that role?
No, we'll bring somebody in. We'll talk to some guys, and you know, Coach Fox, you know, and John Elway and myself, and we'll talk to some guys and figure out who the best fit for us is.
Coach Gates, I give you a lot of credit for the improvements I've seen with Brock Osweiler in terms of footwork. His release point is much better than it was in college. Can you give us an update on the young quarterback and your thoughts on his future going forward?
I feel like he's made a lot of strides this year. The thing that I would say that Brock probably improved more than anything that nobody would really understand unless you were around him all the time from the spring is I felt like he matured way faster than I thought he would. He was a very young guy coming out. I think he was excited to be in the NFL, you know, as a young guy, but, you know, being around Peyton Manning, being around Haney, you know, myself, he just grew up so fast, and it, you know, you started noticing during the season, and he took things, I mean, he really prepared as though he was going in the next snap, and he really went out of his way to make sure that when we talked about things, his release point, the way he dropped, his balance as a passer, his progressions, he really pushed himself to do those things right, and he can come back and tell you, I screwed that up, I should have done this, and just to see that guy grow as fast as he did, it was really, I really enjoyed watching that.
Hey, Adam, out of curiosity, how did you do on the series you got a call?
I'm trying to remember exactly which one it was. There was a couple of them in a few of the games later in the season, so it was more than one.
So they resulted in touchdowns?
I'm not telling. I guess I'll have to try to figure out which one it was.
Hey, Adam, does Peyton Manning ever run out of questions?
That would be a firm no. His questions are always as productive and great questions as you can. When he asks questions, you're sitting there going, God, that's a great question. And you're sitting there thinking, you almost want to kick yourself saying, why didn't I think of that? That's a great question to ask, and you got to find answers. If you don't know the answers that second, you better go investigate and figure out what the answers are.
Yeah, I'm just big picture-wise, you touched on sort of your good fortunes in terms of being able to kind of climb the coaching ladders early in your career. Now that you have this, you know, position as offensive coordinator with Peyton Manning, I mean, overall, I mean, how fortunate do you feel to be in this spot?
I feel fortunate to be able to be around the coaches that we have on the staff, and fortunate to be around the players we have. We have great players in this organization, and I don't think every coach in the league can sit there and go, and I love every guy on this roster. We have a different group of guys, especially on the offensive side, and it's just, I'm just glad that I'm in this organization.
Guys, any other questions for Coach Gates? Okay, thanks everyone.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Adam.